Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. As you can see, I'm going to try and speak into the mic. I've only got one mic for me and Reese, but I imagine you'll be able to hear me sound. So, as you can see, we have a guest. It is Mr. Kez Butt. Thank you for coming on, mate.
Thanks for having me.
And obviously, he's been on before. So, people who have watched the podcast, listened to the podcast for a while, you'll know who Kez is. So, we won't do all the basic introductions because we don't need to.
Go listen to that.
Yeah, go and listen to the last
one. Hear.
Yeah, let's just chat about what we were chatting about.
Yeah,
go straight into it. What we were chatting about? We were chatting about Reese competing.
Yes,
and we were chatting about how great he looks. Let's just talk about that. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to start it off. You boys start. Just start being nice to me.
Oh, yeah, you look really good, mate.
Yeah.
Thank
you. You look absolutely amazing. As I said, I was just shocked as to how developed you are.
So
top to bottom, front to
top
back.
Top to bottom, everything. Just everything.
Bottom, mate.
Yeah.
No, we were chatting about, like, because obviously you're in an off-season. Finn's early in a prep now. So what, a few days in?
That look great.
Yeah, first few days.
I was going to say that as well, but yeah. I'll gas you up later.
Finn's a few days into a prep. So you get into the point where, like, at 6 weeks out, I'd imagine you should be looking okay at this point. If I'm not, then I think things would be a bit of a concern.
That's it. You had someone said something. Oh, Jake Brayley was like, "Oh, you're looking lean, mate." And it's like, it's nice. And people just chat, don't they? They just give you something to say, like, "Oh, you're looking lean," or "How's prep going?" But like, say at this point, if you weren't looking lean,
No, I said to him, and he said, he was like, "Looking lean, mate," and I was like, "As I should be at this point." Like, not trying to sound like a dick and try and reply and be like, but it's the case. You should be at this point.
People sometimes get a bit caught up in what people look like from the front as well. I know you're a lot leaner from the front than you are from the back, so
just keep reminding
you're probably leaner than most people will be on stage from the front now.
Oh no, I am. I wouldn't even have doubt about that. Like, I legitimately am.
So,
but you, as the cliche is, you're only as lean as your fattest body part. And if anything, like, yeah, it's one of them. Like, everyone's going to have perceptions, and also Instagram and stuff like that is always going to be a highlight reel. So you see your photo and you think, oh, that guy looks really good. And then you see them, let's say, in a bad angle and you go, oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's one of them. But overall, in a good spot. I don't really want to talk about myself because you're a guest. So what we actually were talking about, and then Finn shut us down. Finn was like, no, wait for the podcast. Finn does this. We did it.
I'm the host. I have
Jack
to control
and Danny. Jack and Danny came on, and we were like just having a chat before. And Finn was like, "Stop talking about this. Wait for the podcast."
Because it's better when it's natural. Because the people that watch it then feel like they're involved. If we've just spoke about Ramadan for half an hour and then gone, right.
So, well, mate, you've ruined it.
Spoiled the surprise.
Yeah, so basically,
oh, it's a real big surprise.
Kes is
fasting.
He's fasting.
Yeah.
So
really?
Wow. Let's have a breakdown. So obviously, as a men's physique competitor,
yes,
who's taken their training to a very serious level, you competed multiple times. Obviously, what are the challenges of a fast? How have you? Are you doing anything differently? Just literally going into kind of a breakdown of what you're doing. Are there, like, I don't know if you can admit this, are there any things you're doing that maybe not by the book?
Yeah.
Are there any, like, anything like that? So just kind of give us a breakdown, because again, this is something that will only help us from a coaching standpoint. Yeah, will only help us from a coaching standpoint. Yeah. Anything that's new, knowledge-wise, I'm always like, it's quite cool.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realise. So when we mentioned it, I was like, oh, this is going to be quite good. So go on.
Yeah.
The floor's yours.
So I'll start off with just a brief introduction as to what Ramadan is and what we do during it. So basically, it's just for 1 month throughout the year where Muslims will carry out a food and water fast every day. So that is from sunrise until sunset. So obviously, depending on what time of year it is, it will be either longer or shorter. Every year it goes back by 10 days.
I was going to say, it changes. Is it
based on the lunar month. Yeah. So basically, it starts when the crescent moon is sighted in Saudi Arabia. So that goes back by 10 days every year. So as you can imagine, if it's in the middle of the summer, it's going to be 20 hours without food and water throughout the day. It's not too bad now. It's about 14 hours now, so it's manageable. Not ideal, but it is manageable. And yeah, the whole sort of purpose behind it is to sort of reconnect us with our faith, and also to make us, like, appreciate what we have and put ourselves in the shoes of people who are less fortunate than us. And it also encourages us to be more charitable during this month as well. So yeah, it's obviously challenging, but it's really, like, spiritually rewarding at the end of it, and you get together for feasts with family and all that sort of thing at the end as well. In terms of the bodybuilding side of it, it's not optimal.
definitely
honestly speaking, it's not. But I do think when people hear about it, it's more manageable than you think it is.
I'd imagine other than trying to get all your protein all your life.
So like you get used to it.
Until you get all your protein in two meals and shit yourself.
I think when it's in the summer and the eating window is smaller, it's a lot harder. So that period I'd just have two massive meals and an intra.
Yeah. When you say massive meals, what time are we talking? When would you have them?
So I would have. Right. So what I'd do is I'd open my fast in the evening. So
it's literally as soon as it's dark.
Yeah. We actually have a timetable, so it already lays all this out.
So
for
you know,
us.
Like a buzzer that's like.
Okay, I have an app. I have an app which says the time in which.
What if it's still light?
So it goes with the prayer times. So we have the second to last prayer, which is Maghrib, which is basically when the sun sets, but it's already put in a calendar. So it might not be exactly when the sun sets, but it's when the calendar's telling us to, and that's accordance to the local mosque.
Right.
Okay. So obviously I'll open my fast to start off with. I'll just do it for how I'm doing it now, just because it's most relevant. Yeah. So I'll have my meal, probably 1.2-1.3k calories.
Mm-hmm.
Just easy to digest. Get lots of carbs in, moderate fats, obviously quite a lot of protein because I want to hit my total protein target, so probably 60 to 70 grams of protein in that meal. Yeah.
What would you usually have for that meal?
This one I'm having jasmine rice, I think 130 grams of that, and then about chicken, 200 grams
uncooked raw weight.
I'll have about 10 grams MCT oil, so like coconut oil, 20 grams dark chocolate, and then I'll have a glass of like orange juice, and that'll be my first meal.
It's not a huge meal.
Calories add up, but it's not unmanageable.
As much protein, but similar.
Yeah. And then obviously I'll train about an hour after that. And I'll have my intra, so 50 carb.
With the gyms, obviously, if it's late, you have to go to a gym that's open at that time. So you go into a Pure Gym?
I used to go to Pure Gyms. Now I'm going to JD.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, for the first two sessions of Ramadan, I just about managed to train at Prophecy.
But then they closed?
10.
So you smashed through it.
Yeah. But then the clocks went forward, so that's it. Then I can't do that now.
JD's all right though.
Yeah, JD. It's not too bad.
Probably the best of the commercial.
Yeah, I'd say so. I've done it before at Pure Gym for a Ramadan.
That's a gym idea. That's a video idea. Gym tier lists of like commercial gyms and stuff.
I've got a question on this. Sort of related to this actually. I've done a Ramadan at Pure Gym before. It was terrible, absolutely terrible. Like,
were there people that you realised in there that were was it almost like you could see other fasters?
Muslim community is huge, isn't it?
It definitely is.
I didn't know if, let's say, because for example, I'm guessing most people that take training to a relatively, let's say, all right level, even if they're not, they still want to train. Even if I was to be an average gym goer who goes four times a week, I'd be like, well, I still want to train with some food in me.
I wouldn't be going
in the middle of the day with no fluid, no food. Some people do. I find that bizarre.
Like, I don't think the people who take it as seriously as we do would do that. I think it's the people that just sort of go to enjoy themselves with the friends.
Pass some time. Appetite suppressant as well.
I could maybe do it without the food, but not without the water. That's the worst thing. The dehydration is the worst thing.
Do you
thing.
Just as soon as you can smashing loads in?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you use like electrolytes and stuff?
No, I just salt my food.
Yeah.
You don't want to use Hydromax?
No.
You need to use Hydromax.
They don't sponsor me, so...
No, it's not Hydromax. It's...
Conte.
Yeah, it's Conte.
No, it's Hydroflow. Hydroflow, yeah. That's the new one.
It's so much better than just salting your food.
Hydroflow.
Proper electrolyte balance? Nah, it has to be a supplement. It has to be a supplement.
Yeah.
I've
never had one of them sort of electrolytes or hydration. I just salt everything in it.
Drink loads of water. So you said 50 gram of carbs, EAs, anything else? You put in anything else in there?
No, just my normal glutamine and all that stuff. No actual calories, nothing else. And then post, I'll just eat after that.
the rest of your calories out.
No. So I have another meal. I'm managing to have three because I have a bit of a longer.
AJ, this guy's sleep is all. AJ, sort this guy's sleep out. It's not good enough.
So I'll have like cream of rice, about 120 grams, 60 grams whey isolate. Then I'll have honey on top of that, like 20 grams of honey. And then I'll have either two crumpets or one bagel with like 20 grams of peanut butter, fats after pre or post workout.
I was gonna touch on that because in an ideal, if we're looking like
I wouldn't normally have fats, but I just want to get my fats. I want to get calories in, to be honest.
And then as a nat, if you don't have fats, I mean your hormones are going to be in. So important.
In the gut.
So important.
So you get another meal then after that.
Yes.
So timing wise, let's say so you break it down. So again, you didn't mention. I don't know if you did. When do you eat your first meal? So when's that now?
So
when he gets his notification.
Half past seven to quarter to eight now? Yeah, quarter to eight.
That's not too bad.
Then. Yeah. No, so quarter to eight, you eat your pre. Yes. You then said you train after an hour. So that's you're in the gym for like quarter to nine now.
Yeah, quarter to nine.
Intra, sipping on that.
Yeah.
Do you sip on that while like you're on the way to the gym just to have a bit of a pre as well?
Just so I'll just down my pre and then I'll start sipping my intra like as I'm going in.
Yeah.
I'll probably train till about 11. Go home, eat at about half 11.
Okay, so that's post.
Post. And then maybe at about half two, three-ish, I'll eat my next meal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when do you? What time do you sleep?
After that.
Until? So, do you go to bed straight away after?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Actually like you're knocked out.
So I can eat until about five-ish if I wanted to, but because of how it works with having to wake up, I go to bed.
Yeah.
Luckily, my work have been quite good, so they're flexible with my hours during Ramadan, so I can start a bit later.
Yeah.
So I'm starting at about 12 now.
So you're sleeping what, like 3 till 11-ish?
Yeah. So 8 hours, not too bad. It's fine.
Just shift everything.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Obviously, the food and the water during the day is the main thing that changes. But other than that, I'm just kind of shifting when I'm sleeping.
Okay. What's the pre-bed meal? If you don't mind asking. So
I'll just have another rice meal, jasmine rice. Oh, it's pretty much bang on to what the first meal was.
Yeah.
I'll just add maybe a bit more fat and maybe some veg as well, just to fill me up a bit more, because obviously I'm not eating for quite a long period after that.
Do you know your actual totals in terms of your macros and
so
calories?
On a training day, 500 carb, 75 fat.
Training night, you mean? If anything,
training evening.
Yeah.
500 carb, 75 fat, 220 protein.
The amount of people that can't hit that amount of food when they've got the whole day.
People have the whole day and they go, oh, 500 carbs.
Oh, I can't do that.
75 grams of fat.
Yeah.
Where are you getting that from? It's like, no.
Just don't want it as much as me, do they?
And then what's your non training day or non training?
Not too different. So 450 carb. Okay. 220 protein as well, and 80 fat.
Okay. Do you manipulate the calorie goals based off Ramadan, or does it stay the same?
So normally I would.
Yeah.
Because in previous years my eating window has been smaller.
Okay.
Meaning I don't have as much time to eat, so I'd be in a bit of a deficit during Ramadan.
Yeah.
But
quick tidy up. Quick
deficit.
Makes sense. It's perfect.
Having spoken with AJ before this one, we said I don't really need to diet now based on my composition at the minute,
it's
not crazy high, so it's achievable. So I'm pretty much maintaining body weight on these calories.
That's good.
So not too
bad. It's really like admirable that everybody does that in that community.
Yeah.
Like what Rhys said, is there anything, do you think there's people who don't do it by the book, people who...
Last year, when I was on prep, I didn't because...
How is that at all?
What is that like with your family and stuff?
They understood.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, I can manage it, but it's not optimal when you're in the middle of a prep. Not ideal.
The thing is as well, it's not as if you wouldn't do it otherwise and you're not doing it this year.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm just losing that faith. I'm still doing it.
As I said, I never claim to be like some spokesperson for Muslims or like some perfect Muslim. Like I say now, I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
So I just try my best, really.
It's one of those things as well. Like if you're born into that community, nobody expecting you to be perfect at it or know everything. Like it's just something you were born into. It's same with any religion, I guess.
Yeah.
We can't speak about religion, because you'll say something wrong.
Yeah, I was going to speak about like sexuality, but I was like, I can't speak
about it. Can't speak about anything.
It's not my fault. It's not your fault. I promise.
If you speak, you're in big fault, trouble. Okay?
What's not my
fault? It's not your fault that you were born the way you were. You were born the way you were. It's not your fault. Accept it. Right, it's 2023.
/them.
Yeah, /them. That's what my pronouns are on Instagram.
Cancelled out.
Yeah.
Awful. But yeah, no, it's a good insight, to be fair. And then cool. so with prep, literally it was a case where, because again, I couldn't imagine. Imagine like fasted cardio, getting up in the morning, not being able to drink and trying to get your
I wouldn't. If I did, tragic. I'd do my cardio when I could eat. I'd do it at post-workout.
Yeah.
Because funnily enough, actually, during my first prep, I did fast.
Really?
Yeah. My first ever prep. And
tell us about that. How did
it was hard because it was weird. It was because obviously I'm in a deficit, so my calories are lower. So in terms of getting the food in, it was okay. But it's just when you're dieting, you're on a deficit anyway, and you're fasting. Like my energy levels were down the gutter.
Imagine that.
And it actually took me quite a long, even after I finished Ramadan, to like properly recover from it. Yeah. Like my training was bad.
I think it'd be the water.
Yeah, I think the fluid.
I'd be fine, I think, without food.
Yeah,
I'm not saying fine. I'd manage, but I honestly don't know if I'd be able to manage without water.
You adjust. Your body does adjust. You can, but it's. I think the main thing is just keeping yourself busy, kind of like mentally, just occupied, really.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you think it makes you more? Definitely, I know the answer. But like more appreciative of when you actually can eat, because I'd imagine like it would massively be same. Like let's say when you finish a prep, and like you've gone through the back end, and then you start to add a bit more food in.
Yeah,
you're not doing anything magic, but you just feel awesome. You're wow,
energy
like,
levels
are great, energy's so high, like training's so good. But it's because you're like, I've been like kind of deprived of this for so long.
Yeah.
So when you're through a period where you can't eat, you can't drink, when you get back to that, I bet you're like, I feel on top of the world.
Oh yeah,
awesome.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever like slipped up and gone, oh, I've accidentally had a drink? Yeah.
When I was a kid, I've done that a few times. Yeah.
You get told off.
You just no, I was just like, I wake up and I'm like, I just think I'm in my normal routine, and I'll just go get a glass of water. I'm like,
spit out.
Oh, didn't I promise? Yeah. I think everyone's done that.
I would. Honestly, like you say, you adapt to it, but
after a few days, you'd be.
Yeah.
That first day, I'd struggle. Mm, like, or the second
really
day,
would.
Everyone does. Yeah. Everyone does every year for the first day or two. It's hard because your body's in shock. Really.
But then, like, so every night when you break, obviously for you it's a bit different. But I imagine for a lot of families, it's like a big meal every night together.
Yeah,
for you, it's
nice.
Like I need to eat and go and train.
Yeah, obviously. If I was living with my family, it would be like that. But
what's traditional? So let's say like you weren't going to the gym.
Yeah.
What does your family do? Do they just have one big meal together? Do they have two meals?
No, just so we'd have the one big meal together to break the fast, and then we have what we call seri, which is like the meal before the breakfast meal. So the meal before we go to bed.
Okay.
So typically what people do is they'll go to bed as they normally would, then they'd wake up in the middle of the night and eat.
Okay.
I hated that. I remember I absolutely hated it. I just I didn't have any appetite whatsoever. No. So now I just feel like it's better just to stay up through the night and eat what I can.
Yeah.
I think how you've got it laid out is how I'd do it.
Yeah.
Like you say, even if you were to, let's say if you weren't training, you could maybe eat at 8, sleep until 4, eat again.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be okay. But again, even then, like, who wakes up and wants to eat that? Like, even if you have a great night's sleep, I'll never wake up and go, ooh, let's smash food in.
Like, if you had to, you would. But trust me, like, you're not in the mood to eat. Your stomach just doesn't want to digest it.
I had this analogy, or I kind of spoke to a client about it the other day, because they were trying to get up and eat straight away. And I was like, just go on a walk. Like, do something before you eat.
Yeah.
And I was like, have you ever been on holiday where you've got a flight at like 5 a.m. and you have to be up at like 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning? You know, when you wake up, your stomach always feels great.
Yeah.
Like, you never wake up and go, oh, I feel great, let's go on holiday. You wake up and you're like, oh, I feel minging. Like, you won't eat until maybe 6, 7 when you get to the airport. You're not eating straight
unless
away.
Unless you're Sanaya on the way to Canada, had a full English like 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not even joking. Like, literally, we were on the way. This is a new one for the podcast. I remember telling Finn, I was like, what the hell? So I actually bet her. I was like, there's no chance you're finishing that. She didn't. I can't remember what she owed me. But legitimately, like, we got to the airport at like 3:30. Before, we didn't even need to get there at that time. But we were like, we're not missing the flight. We need to be there because we had like 3 connection flights. And we got to like this cafe. and it was about maybe 4 a.m. at this point. And like, I hadn't ate since like then, like, because we were in Liverpool, so it was like we didn't really sleep. So I was like, right, can I have like
big night out?
Yeah, we had a big night out, loads of pints.
We didn't sleep, but we, no, actually, we didn't really
sleep.
Had enough calories that night, mate.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So I was like, right, can I have like one egg, and then can I have like, I think I had like 6 egg whites or something. And so literally just protein, that'd be cool. I don't need any carbs. Airport. Like, you know, one of the places, you know, I saw Slater. You know, you have those calves and stuff like that.
What, they were like, yeah, town, you have egg whites.
Yeah, there was loads of eggs options. So I was just like, egg? Can I have one egg and then just like six? I think I might have 6 or 8 egg whites. It was tiny, it was not a lot of food. And then Snag goes, can I have a full English? And I like, it's like literally 4 a.m. and I'm like, what
is wrong with
and you? She just goes, yeah, full English, and they bring it out, and like, I think she even asked for extras, and it was like, honestly, like probably 1600 calories, and I was like, there's no chance you're finishing that. She was like, I can. I'm like, yeah, if it wasn't 4 a.m. and
she,
like,
shat herself on the plane, didn't she?
Yeah, probably, actually. Yeah. Next Sonia, did you shit yourself?
Sorry, we had to let that one out.
Yeah, and I remember she got close, she almost finished it, but I was like, that's absolute psychopath behaviour. Yeah, ridiculous.
Right, should we chat about when are you planning to compete again?
Not sure.
Like,
is bodybuilding done for you, bro?
No, it's not done. So I initially said I might compete next year, but there are certain life things happening next year. I might be buying a house, so that might take priority next year. So if not next year, then it will be 2025. So I'm torn between those 2 years.
Mm. What are your goals then?
We should mention Kess is very good for people that aren't aware.
So in terms of my plans for whenever I do next compete, obviously I'll do the UKD FBA show. So since I'm technically a
part of AJ's contract, with
no.
Cut that obvious, out. Obviously, are you a member on MBW?
Of course I am. Yeah.
Good.
You'll get a win then.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Politics exists in every way.
The thing is, I honestly, like, I'm completely joking, but people will think I'm being serious.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
They'll clip that.
I'd say that to AJ, like, and he'd laugh and joke about it. Yeah, like, yeah. It wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I'm being serious. Yeah. So I'm joking, Lee.
Lee, please
don't put me last.
He gave you the zero star on Spotify. But yeah, so
all the federations, all the people that lead the federations when we rinse them, need to stop.
Yeah, but since obviously I won a British Championship technically in my class last time, I'm qualified for finals now for whenever I do want to compete.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, that's good.
It allows me to start my prep a little bit later and hopefully be a bit more, I don't know, fresh for the finals.
Really?
So obviously I'll do that. I'll think about other shows as well. So maybe if there's some shows around them, like, I don't know, even a PCA one, just if I want to jump into it as like a warm-up show or something like that. Might even try WMBF if it works time-wise. And then fingers crossed if I do well and win again. Hopefully win an overall next time as well. Then I'll go for the international shows, which obviously I didn't do last year. So obviously the European one, the Olympia, #Olympia. the real ones. The ones that aren't for cheats.
Yeah, the Natty Aaron Banks.
Natty Aaron Banks.
We've had the Natty Big Ramy on. So.
Yeah, we've had the Natty Big Ramy. Well, it's now the Natty Haddy.
So you could be the Natty Aaron Banks.
If you want to be.
Rather be Buendia.
Physique-wise.
You are like the Natty Buendia, to be fair.
No, that's what I think I called you back in like 2019 or something.
I remember that.
So yeah, carry on. So prep for what, 2024, 2025, depending on how next year goes?
Yeah.
Any immediate changes? Like, let's see, I know you said at the start, I think it was on the start, you don't need to be dieting. Is it just a case of growing?
So obviously once this Ramadan period has finished, then I'll just go back into a surplus again, continue to grow until... I don't know, maybe I need to tidy up, so I think that'll probably be maybe later on in the summer this year.
What's your current weight? What was your stage weight?
So I was 162 on stage, and now I'm like 188.
Okay.
So not that much.
What did you put on straight after, like within the first week's month?
First week.
You stayed pretty tight, didn't you?
Yeah. Not 6-7 pounds in the first week. But then after that, it was quite like steady,
middle.
Like maybe 2 pounds for the next few weeks, and then 1 pound, then half a pound. So I don't know, I find it quite easy to adjust after a prep, to be honest. I'll have my cravings, so I'll get them out initially in the first like day or two.
What were they? Come on.
Speak to us. That's it, fell off completely. I think I had the you were talking about this actually, the cookie dealers.
Oh, he's got an eating disorder. He's got an eating disorder. Oh, that's
eating
it.
Disorder. Sorry, that's
we have
it.
To stop it there. Yeah, that's the podcast done.
Yeah, I did. I had a few of them.
A few. How many? Be honest. Like eight.
Nah, four, five, three.
In terms of what I had, I shared them with some other people.
Did you actually like them? I think they're.
I thought they were good.
Really?
They were.
I just think they're so bland.
I've had better. Yeah. I've had better, but they were pretty good. I thought. In total, I probably had three. I reckon. Okay.
They're about 1,000 calories or something.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. But they're so dense. It's ridiculous. Like, I bought.
They're very rich.
Hashtag dense.
That's my back.
Density.
Density. I've been doing the density. No, I went away to. I went to Norfolk. So this was like back end of 2021. So it was like 6 weeks after prep. So you know, in like 6 week period where like you've not got really much longer cravings, but you still like foods like sound. And we went away for Christmas. So I said to Sanaya, like as a family, like, we'll buy like a box of 12 or whatever. And no, like to share them with the family, and like we'll just
family. There's three of you,
Russell.
Four of
you. Yeah, four. So my mum would happily have them. Russell would have one for that. So I thought we'll just share them. I think I had half of one, and I was like, that's made me feel like I'm full for the next like 3 days. So I just didn't. I think I had like
Well,
half
I imagine.
One.
Yeah, it's like I like cookie dough stuff. Like I really do.
So do I.
I don't know if I'd like.
Yeah.
To have like a big cookie, and the thing is as well, like we've always say like. I just don't like the association of that with bodybuilding. Like,
we were at a PCA
show.
If
you want to have something like that after the show, it's absolutely fine. But I think people obsess over so much.
We were at a PCA show the other day, and literally it was a case where on the way out, like down the stairs, there was like literally like a donut.
Yeah, there was loads of donuts.
And it was like a donut, like literally had shelves.
So I took a photo, didn't I? I put it in my story.
Oh, did you?
And there's a guy in the photo. I didn't realise, I didn't know who he was. And he messaged me and he was like, I've been sent this story loads today. And I was like, sorry, mate. Like, I was just taking it off the donuts. I actually asked him.
Imagine he's 8 weeks out
and
he's been cheating.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I'm actually about saying, sorry, mate, like a laughing fest, but how were they? And he's just ignored me. So maybe he's not happy.
It's just a bit odd. Like, I think that's like so strange in the sense of you associate, okay, not eating a lot of food, doing loads of cardio, being really lean, and then you throw that right outside the second you're done. So you could just walk off stage. It's like, I said this to my mum the other day, and she said a really good analogy, but it's a bit more extreme, but it's like outside of like a rehab, just being like, just, you know, you've got your pills, you've got your cocaine here, guys, come on, like line up.
It is to an extent.
And obviously, it's not the same extremity, but I do think it's like, why are we associating?
It's putting it right under your nose when you know that you probably shouldn't have that right under your nose.
Yeah, exactly. Like post-show, the last thing you need to be doing, like when you're just stepping off stage, is literally walking straight there and going, okay, I'm going to have this, that, and you can't even think.
That's how we think. So we think post-show, the last thing you want to do is that.
Yeah.
But that's not how most people think. Most people think that's the first thing you want to do.
I think I'm in the middle. I think...
Are you like, I've had such restrictions, so I'm going to have some freedom.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's a good mentality.
Yeah, I think
because
that's healthy.
You don't... Like, I'm almost the opposite, where I'm like, no, I need
I'm
to keep this
stubborn.
Structure.
I'm like, I won't have it.
And I'm not going to have it.
Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're doing, because there's no negative impact from staying on a plan.
Yeah.
Obviously,
we should say it's not like we went out for food.
Finn
will do the same this year. We're not like, oh yeah, chicken rice, brother, final meal.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're still gonna stick. Yeah. We're gonna go out for a meal, but it's more so that immediate, going and getting, being like, I've got this food source. I'm having this.
It's the mindset. It's the mentality of it. Yeah. I don't want to be somebody who, as soon as I step off stage, has to have something or feels like I deserve to have something. I want to be like, no, I can control myself still, even though the goal has been done or whatever. The goal's over or that end point is there.
Mm.
I don't want that to mean, oh, amazing, eat all this.
Yeah.
Because I don't like how that comes across with like some people, clients and stuff. I don't think there's anything wrong with that if it's within reason. Like, obviously, like you obviously didn't go crazy because you're in a great spot still now. Yeah. But yeah, it is. It's exactly
because
that.
It can
it's a
turn
slope.
Two or three
it's
days.
Like
some people go two
days. That's where it becomes a problem. Is when they keep going and they don't know when to stop. Like for me, I know I can stop after a day.
Have you in the past not stopped? Because like we've spoke about our diets. Not maybe not post show, but have you ever done a diet and then after like way like overeating to a stupid amount.
I've never done that.
It's gonna happen, mate.
Are you naturally like, let's say when it comes
natural.
To, are you natural?
Yeah.
Are you natural?
Imagine just like every now and again, just drop it in to see if we can catch you
natural.
Him out.
No. When you were, let's say, before you trained, were you naturally more of like a slender sort?
I was really skinny.
Yeah, that's probably really the reason why. Like, I was. Yeah, when it comes to probably
we all were. Like, obviously, you pushed up, but that was once you started training.
Yeah.
Like, naturally, genetically, we're all lean.
I never had a big appetite before I trained, so I could go like the whole day without eating. If I was just like playing,
that's what I
playing
see.
Xbox
play football
or whatever,
all day and not have anything.
Yeah, and not eat. So I have no problem with not eating. So I don't have that much of an emotional attachment to food, really. Like, I don't mind not eating it. When I do come to the end of a prep, like, I will have some cravings here and there. And then when you don't have the end goal of the prep, then I don't have that restriction now. Okay, I'll satisfy those cravings, but I know when to stop just so I don't completely, like, ruin my off-season. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll have, like, the night of the show and then the following day where I'll eat what I want. Like, my stomach won't allow me to eat 10,000 calories anyway. So I'll eat what I want until, like, I've got a stomachache. And then,
so what you would eat until you're like, I'm battered.
Yeah, but that's just for the day, and then that's it. And then I've got my cravings out, and then I'll get on the plan the next day.
When I went for food after the show, it was the same with you. Like, I ate until I was satisfied. I ate until I was like, I feel like, I wasn't full because I know I'm not going to be full. But I was like, I've had a bit of that. I've tried that. I've had that. Like I say, stuff that I fancied. I wanted a burger. I wanted some fries. I wanted like some side dish like cheesy fries or whatever. Like, I'm going to try all those. Cool, I'm satisfied. Like, I was full, but I wasn't like, oh my god, because I've been there and done that, and I just feel horrendous for it. Like, I think like we say, because we've done it, we know not to do it.
Yeah,
but because you've not done it, like, it's quite good that you've got that level of control, like knowing not to overdo it.
I don't think that I could. I think I'd feel terrible, even before I
people
got close to that
on,
point.
Yeah. People even though they feel terrible, I think they just carry on. Like, it's easy. Like I say, we've done it. Like, I remember one Christmas, I was just literally laid on the sofa, like, I feel awful, but I just kept eating. Like, it was horrible.
I wonder what drives people to do that. I suppose it's just
lack of accountability.
Lack of control, lack of experience.
Yeah, not enough knowledge in regards to like how hunger hormones and how you're gonna feel.
And even just like, the environment that you're in. Like, for me, it was not a good time to finish a really strict diet just before Christmas, because you've got things planned. You've got work meals. You've got family meals. You've then got Christmas. You've then got New Year's.
I remember Sanaya saying, like, when a post show when she was with me. She was like, oh, I'm so much like better with my food when I'm with you. And I was like, why? And I was like, I was like, why? And she was like, well, when I'm on my own or when I'm with Beth, like,
it's all about
let's do this because we haven't been able to. Where with you, it's like, well, you're eating your same meal. Like, you know, and I don't know. And I said to her, like, it's just experience. It's knowledge. Like, food's food. There's going to be plenty of times where, like, I could easily look at it and go, oh, my God, I only live once. Like, I might as well enjoy my time here. But then I also think, like, a prep or whatever is going to be a period where if you can't commit yourself for 16, 20, 24, 28 weeks, it's like whatever, however long it's going to be.
Because you're natural.
Yeah.
It's got to be 30. It's got to be about 40 or 50. Yeah.
If you can't commit yourself for a prep and understand that there's going to be times where you can enjoy flexibility and there's going to be times where you can't. Like, it's part of it. And I think it's like it's one of them where if you can't, then fair enough. But I'd argue, like, what are you doing it for in the sense of how things are?
I don't like the excuse of people use sometimes, oh, I'm with X, Y, Z person.
Yeah.
Like, or therefore I have to eat completely off plan. Yeah. I just went to France. I was skiing. I was with my friends. Only one of them's into training. The rest aren't. Mm. I still had a sort of structured meal plan when I was there. I had like the odd thing off plan here or there, but I still had my structure whilst I was
there. You would have chose that, but other people, unfortunately, would have gone, oh, I wonder if the people are going
to
judge me.
Yeah,
if
I was
going
to say, you have to have a chicken and rice meal. Of a backbone about you. You have to basically not care enough what people think, really, and just accept that this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I don't really mind. Like, when I went on that stag do, I got the piss taken out of me so much for having cream of rice.
Yeah.
Like, all of the lads on the stag do, it was about 15 or so lads.
Oh, every time they would have walked
like dads,
by, every time they would have walked by, you would have gone, what the hell was that?
Yeah, like, just taking the piss out of me.
Looks like shit.
But you know, like, I'm not going to go, oh, I can't do it then. Yeah. I'm like, I'll have a pint with you.
Oh, yeah, oh, wait, cream of rice, no, any pints
like
going?
It's like the story. Like, so when we got there, they were like, oh, we'll have 15 pints, whatever it is, because of 15 lads. And I literally went, I was like, wait, I'm not having a pint. I'm not going to have a pint. And then Kyle went, yeah, I don't want a pint. And Brian went, yeah, I don't want a pint. So I was like, should we get gin and lemonade? So us three got gin and lemonades. And by the end of the holiday, like, a lot of people were having gin and lemonades.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, it actually tastes nice. Like, no, some people still like...
Nothing better than a pint.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a cold pint. Yeah. With the boys. And the beers. With the boys. Maybe, yeah. Maybe some birds around as well.
And some scraps afterwards.
Yeah, maybe have a scrap.
Yeah. Maybe have a scrap afterwards.
But no, like... It was like, it was funny because afterwards they were like, oh, gee, yeah, it was quite nice. Like, it's like, it's just lad culture. It's just sad. Like,
no, but even that, that's like self accepted norms. Culture. And yeah, I think, again, in bodybuilding, like, there's bodybuilding norms of you must have cookie dealers and stuff that you, for some reason, go for.
You must be a dealer.
I'm buying into
every
it.
Every 5th week.
Yeah, every 6 weeks. Or
6 weeks.
I've had it once. And that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe after my next show.
No, the thing is, as well, like, if you, like, literally, if you enjoy it, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's we're not judging.
There's nothing wrong with it. Like, we just take the piss out of things. Yeah, like, people take the piss out of us, and we'll laugh at that as well. Like, it's just how we are. Like, it might be cookie dealers, it could be anything else. Like, there's always something to just have a laugh about. Like, I think people do as well. Like, obviously, we've unintentionally offended people in the past by literally just being ourselves and having a joke.
Yeah.
Like, we would be with them in person as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's like us with you going, oh, right, you've had a cookie dealer, get out. Like, we're obviously joking, but like, people don't realise.
There'll be someone who would have ate cookie dealers and they would be like sat there going,
feeling like, oh God.
Like,
do whatever you want.
My weekly cookie dealer, what? they're attacking me. It's like, you're not.
Me
it's
personally. Just,
it's part of it. You could easily say, Jesus Christ, you're sticking on plan doing this and you're not even a pro. You're not even, you know, you're just an amateur.
I look awful.
Yeah.
I look awful.
You could just even look like he trains.
I do. I look awful.
Nah.
Reece, someone commented on Reece's post, if I even lived.
Oh, mate.
What's this?
No, I got a comment like yesterday saying, does Finn still train? It's like, just something like that.
Well, just, what, on your photo?
Yeah, one of my photo. Yeah, like, does Finn still train? And it's like, yes, he's in the background of some training clips.
Mate, apparently Finn doesn't train. Small. I'm so shredded.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's segue to how shredded I am.
Yeah,
how shredded you are first. Let's talk about your prep because you're closer.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about mine.
Okay, so six and a half weeks out from the Two Bros show. 5.5 till the PCA show that I've signed up to. Funnily enough, as I was actually saying this earlier, I originally had 2 PCA shows lined up as a bit of a warm-up, either the 23rd of April, which would have been 4 weeks, or the 7th. And with how I'm running it, I'm running pretty much a peak into the first show, which will then lead into the second show the week after. So it's going to be like a 10 to 12 day peak. And like when I was about, this is about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I was like debating, do I do the 23rd and change things around, or do I like say push it back and do the 7th? And I was thinking to myself, oh, the 7th will probably be what I would imagine would be best for me because it's a little bit longer. And then I was actually looking at it and I was like, now, I said to Finn, I was like, I could easily be ready on the 23rd, like 4 weeks from now, with how things are, I was like, easily. But yeah, all good. Refeeding today, 750 carb, which is a decent amount of food. It was 650 carb on my refeed on Monday of last week. That was the first one I prepped. So 650 and then 700. And I lost weight and then gained a kilo. So it was like, you know, I'm not sure if you've refed before, like with how your body responds. Usually like the first day you could drop off some like say diet fatigue and stuff like that. And then you usually gain the second day. But refeed today, tomorrow. Tomorrow is the first rest day of the
refeed.
Yeah, so we're going to be running a little bit less food, and then potentially we've discussed about doing Friday as well. So it'll be like it'll be 3 days of refeeding, and then that'll give us a good amount of data to kind of take into, like, if it's every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that can literally stay consistent most weeks up until literally the show, because that'll kind of build up into the weekend. And this is, I think, the benefit of, I'm not going to say I typed this out early on an Instagram caption. It was, I wanted to say, like, getting ready early, but it's not getting ready early. It's just getting ready on time to do this, you know, because I'm not early. I'm not ready.
I think if you were ready on the day of the show, I don't think you would be ready.
No, that's what I mean.
Because you're probably ready once you have had maybe multiple refeeds and you actually have had time to drop off fatigue.
Yeah.
So I think you're probably ready. You're not ready yet, but you could be. I think we're right on track.
Yeah, like, but I think people would associate, oh, well, he's refeeding, doing this. You probably associate that with, oh, you actually are ahead.
Mm.
I'm ahead relative to if I'm stepping on stage on one sole day. But with what I had planned, the original plan, I've said, if you were to scroll back on the podcast, the original plan was get lean early. I keep touching that. Get lean early. And therefore get my back in and still maintain fullness by implementing refeeds, and then looking to kind of build up into the show instead of last time around just digging myself into the ground because my back was still fat. So yeah, 101.3 kilos this morning. I was 102.8 prior to my last refeed, and then I gained like a kilo up. So it was like 102.8, 102.7, 103.7, and then we dropped baseline food.
Your lowest was 101.8 before now.
No, it wasn't. It was 102.
There was 101 point something before.
No, I never was under 102. No, 102.8 was my lowest. So it was 102.8, refed, I went up to 103. I then floated, and we said, right, pull off another kilo, maybe kilo and a half. And I literally went from like 102.8, 102, 101.8, 101.3. And then today I was the same weight as I was yesterday, but that's post-legs, where usually I drop a bit. Again, I'm not sure if your body's the same, yeah. But usually after legs, my body weight's a little bit higher just due to inflammation. So pretty much pulled off 1.5 kilos from the last time I refed. It'll be today, tomorrow, and then potentially Friday, depending on how things are. And then it'll be a case of going back to baseline and probably then pulling away maybe another kilo, I'd imagine, from my lowest. So from 101.3 down to like 100-ish. And then I reckon I'll probably have a few days under 100. I reckon like maybe like 98.5 to 99 will be my absolute lowest. But I'll be
need to get just under.
Yeah, just under. Bit. And then I'll be full on stage. I'll probably be on stage similar weight to what I'm at now, but just full. Because right now, me full would be 103 kilos. Maybe 103.5, 104. Where I want to be full on stage at like 100 to 101. So still a little bit of body fat to pull off, but the rate of loss is pretty much sound at this point. And I feel really good. This is the joy. So like when you're...
It's the drugs.
Yeah.
It's jokes. No, it's just, I think it's more so like, I said this actually on the YouTube video, like it's more so like well managed in the sense of like, I'm, my sets, everything that I'm going for is very like, I'm attacking sets where it's needed to be. I'm not just going and burying myself in sessions in the sense of what I used to. I've manipulated all intensifiers, so there's no intensifiers. Like 4 to 6 weeks out last time, I was still doing rest pauses, drop sets, taking stupid assisted reps. My volume was way too high, and then it came way too low to manage the kind of recovery demand of me pulling away loads of body fat. And when the bulk majority of the work's done, like my training's sound, other than my deadlifts being horrendous, but I think that's like pretty much that. But other than that, like my leg press the most weight I ever did the other day. My pressing is sound, it's really good. Like I've not noticed like any real performance drop off.
Really?
Yeah, pads are gonna they are going to be assisting through that. But I think again, when you micromanage every variable quite well, and like cardio last time got up to an hour a day, like I'm doing 35 minutes on a training day and 45 minutes on a rest day. And I was more aggressive now, like I was eating more food 8 weeks out than I was at 12 weeks out of this prep. So I've technically done more for more time, but because I've got most of the body fat off, it's yeah. Like, right, well now it's just a case of kind of choosing, right, dig here, let's assess, let's refeed, dig, etc. And genuinely so far it's been pretty good. So yeah, so that's pretty much a prep update for me.
And you're going to do bodybuilding, aren't you? It's changed.
Yeah.
I've convinced him.
Yeah, you said, didn't
Sam,
you, before?
Sam,
yeah.
Put some photos up. Reece, have to send Sam some photos.
Okay, I'll send some. Okay, so yeah, what did you say? You said, I need to show my legs, don't I?
Yeah, I think your hamstrings, like especially from the side. It's a bodybuilding side pose, that.
The side poses are good.
Yeah.
Front poses, you just need practice.
Yeah.
Quarter turns need practice.
Oh, quarter turns were diabolical. Yeah,
quarter turns are bad.
I think they look good. I mean, your obliques are shredded, like from the side.
Yeah, no, my men's physique's slight like transition quarter turn is sound.
Yeah, because
I pull it like a men's. If I was to do a legit
bodybuilding
quarter
turn, just because you're not practicing.
I mean, it's just with practice, really, isn't it? I mean, I was just saying, like, if you could cut down into the classic weight cap, you could probably do really well.
This is the thing. We've said this before. Like, I could make the weight just about. But it would more so be a sense of I'd want to step on stage knowing that I've done everything I need to fit that class. And I think it would be slightly naive of me to assume, oh yeah, I'm going to be a good classic competitor when I've had lower at one time point frequency. I've had like a period of like 3 months in the summer where we had high volume on legs. Do you remember the hack squat sessions? But other than that, my volume on legs has been non-existent. And the reason why my legs are okay is just based off the fact that I know I train hard. Yeah. Like I can get after big sets. And as a result of that, my legs look okay. But if I was to, let's say, stand up and pose from the front, I said to you before the podcast, like, you just look at my quads and go, yeah, they're all right, but not in comparison to my upper. Like, if I was to shut behind my upper, my legs don't look that bad. From the side, they're cool. And I think eventually it probably will be a case. Like, I'd like to have, I said today, 3 year off season and just go to open or go to, like, let's say, be a classic guy.
I mean, more. I think you considering how young you are and the size, you'll outgrow men's physique, definitely.
Oh, I'd imagine I will. I'd imagine.
Do you
I will.
Think you might have already?
Maybe.
I think. Last yeah. weekend. I don't know if.
If you said ask this maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I'd say no.
Yeah.
But the direction they're going
we were
in
saying
now,
this the other day.
Like Aaron Banks, he's not massive. He's not that thick. He's like aesthetic. But if you look at his arms, they're quite small. Yeah. They're not that bubbly.
Yeah.
And they've actually put a message out now, the IFBB, saying they're going to dock guys whose arms are too big.
Big arms, big shoulders.
I think the shoulders, they're all right.
It's the shoulder relation to arms.
Yeah, but when people have massive arms, they say it takes away from the rest of the physique, and it's not like the beach body look, which is what men's physique initially was.
It's not
beach body anyway. But I do think they're docking guys with huge arms now.
Yeah,
it's an interesting.
You don't have huge arms, though.
No, my arms are actually.
Arms,
yeah, my arms
not
are
like
they're not stupid. No. Yeah. My arms are pretty much in relation.
Like
if anything, my side delts are way more overpowering.
Yeah,
My side delts are way more overpowering than my arms, which I think is probably a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. Like, I think again, it's the reason why I'm going into this year of like no expectations in the sense of obviously I say expectations. I'm expecting to do well. I know I want to do well, but more so in the sense of pressure. Like, I've done everything I needed to have done in my off season. I'm going to probably be 9 to 10 kilos heavier on stage in arguably better condition as a result of more muscle. And it's more so a sense of just assessing and seeing, right, where do I fall? So, for example, let's say if I was to, let's say, win a qualifying show and then, let's say, fall short on my pro card in the first show and then get it in the second or win my pro card in the first show, I'd be like, awesome, right, cool, this is sick. But if, let's say, the feedback is, oh, I'm too big, let's say I need to downsize, I wouldn't be happy with that. So yeah, I think it will just depend on really like how it's kind of interpreted. And I'd go into a few different shows because it's like it's literally what April in a few days, April on Saturday, and my prep could potentially be over in May at the back end. And I'm like, no, I'm not ready for it to end. Like, I don't feel like it's got started yet. So yeah, I'll see how obviously the feedback is, see how things are. And like if I'm judging off my actual look when I'm peeled, I do look pretty men's physique. But the problem is I think a lot of people see you and they're like off season, they're like, you're not men's physique, you're way too big for men's physique. But then big, like the dudes at the top level are big men's physique wise. So it'll be interesting to see in relation to where I fall and how things are. But it wouldn't surprise me if, let's say, this year is like, okay, cool, maybe I'm a little bit further off than me and I need to go again. Or it's a case where I'm like, right, cool, men's physique's the goal. It'll be interesting to see. Regardless,
what do you think about? Obviously, it was the first Tubro show at the weekend. So, what do you think about the result? And in terms of like
get in trouble with
don't
Team
get,
Al.
Don't get in trouble.
Gonna get in trouble like Tom Hames.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom, did you hear about this? Tom?
No.
On the pro coach thing. Don't take this out of context, guys, because this is what I've heard. But basically, he was touching upon the you know, Tim. Tim, the dude that won the overall, do you know the guy?
I know
Men?
What he looks like, but.
He basically, Tom Hames basically just said, like, he had real good structure, which he just looks awesome, but, like, if you were to compare them in a pro lineup, he wouldn't have won the overall. Like, there was people who were more kind of pro credentials in comparison, which, to be fair,
I agree with that.
So, he basically said, how can the not the best bodybuilder on the stage win a bodybuilding overall, even if it is men's physique, where in classic, the best bodybuilder wins.
Yeah.
In open, the best bodybuilder
wins.
You see
this in the pro ranks as well. With a lot of men's physique shows last year, I'm like, what?
It's very skewed.
It's so subjective. It's depending on who's judging on the day. They'll want different things.
Yeah.
And it's just, from show to show, it's just judged completely differently. And it's like, well, what do you even want?
Yeah, exactly. So like I said,
you were saying, in probably the past year, maybe a couple of years, it is starting to go back slowly to
which
how
I don't
it
think
was.
It's a bad thing, but
I think
also
it's good.
The end, when you get that card, it will be a case of like, if let's say I was to downsize by 5 to 10 kilos and fit the class better, let's say I looked like I did last time, which I probably would say is very men's physique. If they were to say, okay, cool, as a result of that, you now need to balloon up another 10 kilos because that's what the pro ranks are. So it's a very confusing game, and that's why it's like I can only bring what I need to relative to what the best look for me is. And if that's a regional win and a pro card, sick. If that's not, then it'll be a case of being back to the drawing board regardless. I've said this to Finn, like, if I win a pro card or if I don't, I'm still going to be in the gym the following day or the day after. Like, nothing changes.
Like so, if they tell you to, like, size down, you're not going to, oh, I'll just go and lose this muscle
I'd reassess and I'd be like, right, cool. Can I just spend, because I wouldn't need to do really much upper body. If I was to be like, right, Operation Classic, it would literally probably be maybe a 6 month gaining phase of just bringing up my legs.
Yeah.
And then I think I'd be ready to do quite well in Classic, in my opinion. Like, that would literally be the case. And it would be a very, it would probably literally be where I'd be out of prep in May, I'd be back into prep come November, and I'd be ready for like the first show of the year, like come March. You know?
Do you think it'd be quite hard though? Say if you brought up your legs, you'd put on a lot of muscle there, put a lot of stage weight maybe to get down to the weight.
Potentially so, that's the thing.
What
so,
would your weight
be? I think it's 98 kilos.
Is that in the pro ranks?
No. If I'm in the pro ranks, like 104. So I'd be sound. That's why it'd be awesome if I'm in the pro ranks.
You'd
be
okay, 98. Yeah. You'd just be peeled.
Yeah.
Like, you'd just have to get peeled.
Yeah, I'd have to get from the inside out, and I'd have to be ridiculously flat.
Because like, if you were to look at your legs now, they're very lean. They're leaner than your back.
Yeah.
But for Classic, you'd need your glutes to be in more, like, obviously not stupid, but you'd need them to be in more than they are now.
I reckon you'd
if
I was to want to show my legs and compete in Classic now, I'd probably be, instead of being at like 100 on stage, I'd probably be like 97, 98. But then also, I'd question, like, relative to my quads being competitive, I'd need to have probably an extra kilo or two's worth of tissue lower body. So that's only then going to create a greater challenge. Yep. And then also, if you are just prioritising, let's say I do a physique collective specialisation lower body block, there's still going to be some upper body growth. Yeah, like, there's going to be some upper body development.
Yeah.
Body fat plays such a massive role. Like, you've always got more that you could pull off. Like, you might,
but relative
there might
to
be
the
a
look,
point where you look,
you know,
a little bit worse, but if you needed to get down to that weight, you could do it. And then you just fill up anyway. Like, you're not going to be like, oh shit, I need to pull off 10 kilos.
No,
it'd
no.
be for you like two or three, which is easy.
Yeah.
Like, you could do that in a day or two.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be sound.
So yeah, so that's probably going to be, we'll just see how things are, to be fair. And then if not, I said to Finn, like I said, 2-3 years off and just go straight to Open. That'd be fun.
Road to beating Big Ramy. To beating.
I don't have the genetics for that. Like, I'm not. I don't grow that way. I don't grow in a density sort of way. I grow very width wise and just like, and but I don't think I grow in that sort of. I don't think I'd ever be a very good open bodybuilder, if I'm honest.
You never know.
No, I think you sometimes can tell.
Not
why
that
people.
Mindset,
man. No.
Oh, God,
don't want it enough.
No, I think
you just need to take more drugs.
Yeah, you need to take more drugs and eat more food and take more insulin. Oh God, it's so easy. No, I don't think I would. I don't think I'd want to be. I was 270 pounds. This time last year, and I'm not going to do the Classic. It was horrible because it really wasn't that bad. But I didn't enjoy. My training was really good because I was fat, but I didn't enjoy how I looked. I didn't enjoy like the demands of just being that heavy. It wasn't that hard, but it was just like I was eating 6,000 calories a day. Food, my appetite wasn't the best. I didn't feel good. I didn't look good. I'd pose after every session. I was like, I just look fucking awful. I'd like do my cardio, but it would be like such a chat. Like everything was just like, it's just not enjoyable. Yeah. So I wouldn't want to be 300 pounds. And like, I remember being 270 or 275. And I was like, I was soft, but I could have easily been like, okay, I could probably get to 285. Yeah. And then when you get to 285, I could have probably been like, I could probably get to 2,000.
That's what I ended up doing.
Yeah. No, at my heaviest, if I was to get up photos and show, then I wasn't an absolute fat mess. I was just soft. I was just a soft lad who just pushed up, you know. I was like 27 kilos over stage weight, you know. So it was one of them.
It's when you've got muscle, though, like you can get away
carry
with
more,
it. So the same with when you see any big bodybuilder, they never really look fat.
No.
Even when they are, for them, they never really look overly fat, do they?
You don't realise until you then start to pull back down.
Yeah, how much you
Because
need
I remember
to,
thinking yeah. to myself, oh yeah, I look alright, I got surgery, came down to 118 kilos, then dieted down to like 110. And I remember thinking to myself, oh yeah, 110, I'm going to look good. And I was like, oh, still pretty soft.
Yeah.
Like, and then I
Sometimes
got down.
You look even worse because you lose the fullness initially.
100%, you go through that middle stage. Like, I'm at, like I said, 101 kilos now. I started my prep at 118. And like when I was like 110, 111, I remember thinking, I'm pretty sure I look better than this at 110 on the way up
like,
after my prep.
When
like,
I did my
pre-prep
diet, I started at 232 pounds and I didn't start looking better until I got like below 200. I was like, I look awful.
Yeah, like, I bet you look better at like 205 on the way up than you did on 205 on the way down.
Yeah,
you know. And that's like, you're like almost got a question, like, it's been 60 weeks.
Built no muscle whatsoever. Just lost muscle.
Yeah, but it's the illusion of fullness. Yeah, and how, it is. And how, like, and literally as well, how, like, diets work. How yeah, just
also, how long it takes to actually get full.
Yeah.
Like, to get properly full. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not just I'm full. Three meals deep, and I've got another, like, 200 carbs coming in, so I'm full as anything right now. I'm ready to go.
You're not.
No.
You're not full at all. Oh, you've got to give it another 6 weeks.
Can I have an off-plan meal tonight?
No.
Like, oh, that's a shame. So, yeah. And then, mate, go into your prep, because it is 24 minutes past seven, and we don't need to be here all night. So, I know it's flown by, hasn't it? So,
yeah, we've not even got any questions.
No. Nah, we'll do rapid-fire questions. Yeah. So, where's your prep at currently, mate? You're, what, a weekend now?
Yeah, I started on Friday. Today is Wednesday. So, this is day five, six. All is very smooth so far. I'm like, from my heaviest, I'm down. So, I started... Before I went on holiday, I was 197, and now I'm 191.75. But I got back from holiday and I'd already lost like 4 pounds, so I was sound. But yeah, all is good. There's not really too much to say in the first week. Like, there shouldn't be. If there's a lot to say in the first week, you're probably doing something wrong.
Yeah.
How many weeks out from the first show?
Six.
Yeah, three.
Three.
22.
Oh, that's plenty of time.
Yeah.
Considering condition.
Yeah, I'm shredded.
Yeah, yeah, shredded, shredded. Upper body looks really lean though.
My back's relatively lean. Yeah. I look alright. Like, I'm not. I reckon I'll be.
You're in a good spot to start prep.
I'm in a very good spot. I've planned like plan in terms of like the plan. Like, I can lose pretty slowly. I can be relatively aggressive. Say aggressive, like losing a couple of pounds a week in the next few weeks is aggressive for the prep. It's not going to be difficult. And then, yeah, just lose really slowly towards the end, get ready a little bit early. The thing is, the only thing is, like, the first show that I'm planning to do is the 20th of August, and then the last one is the 22nd of October.
Is that the UKDFBA one?
No, that'll be the WNBF finals, the last show.
Oh, but the first one's the UKDFBA qualifier.
First one's the BNBF qualifier.
BNBF, all right, yeah.
So that's 2 months. So it's like, that's the only issue.
Yeah.
Which...
Yeah.
Have you planned, let's say, if you do well, to do international shows as well, maybe?
WNBF, they invite
like the top five in each class. Oh, something stupid like that.
Yeah, I won't be fashion. Top five.
I'd be worried if you were.
In all honesty, I'm not that bothered about it. I'm not like, oh, that's my goal is to go to Worlds. Like, maybe if I do really well this time, I might then do that next time, because I think I'd almost like that natural progression.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
natural progression within natural realm.
Yeah, similar to like what you're doing. Yeah, it's not like I've said before, I'm not like, oh, I have to do this. Like, my goals aren't like, oh my god, I have to be a pro bodybuilder, I have to win Worlds. It'll be cool. I don't think there's any reason I couldn't do that.
Mm.
But I'm not like, I have to do that. You know what I mean? So like, if I do well this year and that's something to potentially do, if I want to do it at the time, I might do it. If I don't, I won't. Yeah. I'm not like set on doing that or not doing it. We'll wait and see. But yeah, so that's the only issue, is that the first show is back end of August, last show is back end of October. So it's 2 months. But with how I've got it all planned out, like, I'm not going to peak really for the first show.
Right, yeah.
So I'll just keep dieting.
Yeah.
I'll probably be maybe 170-ish at that first show, maybe slightly lighter, which is already like leaner than I was last time. Well, lighter than I was last time. I'll be a lot leaner than I was. I might, again, it's impossible to say because I'm basing this off previous numbers, but I might be heavier than that. I might be 175. I don't know. Yeah. Like, we'll wait and see. But yeah, then I'll just basically keep dieting. And then by the time of like the UKDFBA qualifier, which is only two, three weeks after that.
I was talking about finals.
Yeah, 3 weeks after that.
Yeah.
So by then I should be ready and filling up.
That's Heart of England.
Heart of England. Yeah. And then it'll be after that, the week after that is the BNBF finals. So I should be doing that.
Yeah.
And then it'll be the UKDFBA finals and then the WNBF. So they're the shows planned. But I would, like you said, I might do a PCA if I fancy it. We were saying about it earlier, like, I'm not like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do a PCA, like, if there's one that works out on a weekend, then I think I'm ready a bit early. Let's do a practice one where there's no pressure at all. The thing is, like, if I'm going to do it, I'd probably do it before any show. Because I don't...
What do you mean? Like, you wouldn't want to do it in the middle?
No.
Oh no, that's the reason I'm doing mine.
Yeah. Like, I'd like do it like 15 weeks out.
Yeah, do it now. No, I'd like to do it maybe, let's say, 2 weeks or 1 week before the BMBF.
Yeah.
Just so that there's not as much pressure going into the BMBF, and so that I can see, okay, my posing can be better here.
Yeah.
Like, so that when I go to the BMBF, I feel like I'm a bit more comfortable. And
you've only stepped on stage once. Yeah, so exactly. Getting some stage experience in a bad thing.
You'll always have things you think you could have done better from the first show of the
every
season.
Time. Yeah.
100%. Like just little
every
things.
Show from every
like
single
just
show.
When you wake up, fluid fluctuations, all that sort of stuff. The things you don't even think about and you don't need to think about.
Yeah.
But you can just go, okay, this could have been a bit better. Yeah. You know? Right. So questions.
Let's do it as a second part.
Okay, sound. Can we be quick? Because I'm not eating at stupid times.
Yeah, we can. Well, we can eat now if you want.
I haven't got my food.
No, well, problem. You should prep better.
No, we're leaving in 20 minutes tops.
Yeah, you need to prep better, though.
No chance,
mate. Right, we're going to leave it here, guys. We're going to leave it here, guys, otherwise we're going to get into an argument.
Oh, is that going to be showed in the video? No, I was rude then. I just came across like a right idiot.
You are.
Keep it in.
No chance.
It's your own fault for not bringing your own food. Right. Thank you. Sam, you can do what you want with that. That
Sam, please don't put it in.
Footage. Put it in.
Sam, please don't put it in. Cut it out.
Thank you to Kes.
I'm going to ruin it so he cuts it. No, okay. He's ruined it. Right. Thanks to Kes for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to do a rapid fire Q&A.
We're going to do a part two. So stay tuned for part two because we're going to do a Q&A. It'll be a separate one. It's going to be a short one because Reese is moaning. Yes. So thank you all for watching. Kes will say proper bye to Kes on the next part. So yeah, make sure you come back for part two.